Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Avraham Goldar, and today we're Zechus Tainus Daf Dalet, the first parak Me'emasai. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings statements about young rabbinical students. Rava said, "Hai tzumu rabbanan damigul parzita tu sekala." The cave and the navet. A young rabbinical student is like a seed beneath the earth. Once he sprouts, he sprouts. Rashi explains that once a seed breaks through the earth, it grows unimpeded. So too, once the Talmud Chacham's name becomes known, he grows in prominence. Rava also said, "Hai tzumu rabban derasach oraisa hudikam raschile." When a young rabbinical student gets heated up, meaning he gets angry, it's the Torah that's causing him to get angry. As it says in the Pasuk, "Is my word not like a fire?" says Hashem. Rashi explains it becomes more sensitive than others due to his Torah knowledge, and therefore we're chayav to judge him favorably. Ravina said, "Nevertheless, a person should train himself to be calm, as the Pasuk says, and remove anger from your heart." Point number two, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Rav Yonasan, three people asked in an improper way. Two were answered in a proper way, and one was answered in an improper way. Eliezer asked in an improper way when he davened for a wife for Yitzchak. He davened that whoever offered him and his camels a drink would be the wife of Yitzchak, implying afil chigeres, afil suma, that even a lame or blind girl would be suitable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him in a proper way by sending him Rivka. Shaul asked in an improper way when he said that whoever killed Goliath would be offered his daughter in marriage. This left open the possibility for an Eved or a Mamzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him properly, and David came his way. Yiftach HaGiladi made an improper oath to bring as a carbon the first thing that came through his door, leaving open the possibility for something tummy like a dog or a pig. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him Shalom Kohogan, and his daughter was sent his way. The Gemara brings a source that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Yiftach to offer up his daughter. And pointing with me the grass, what those in Gauls do who keep 2 days of Shemini Atzeres when it comes to begin mentioning rain. Rav said, Maschil b'musafim, uposik b'mincha arbis v'shacharis, v'chozik b'musafim. One starts mentioning rain in Musaf, and then stops mentioning it in the following mincha, Mariv and Shacharis, and then goes back to mentioning it in Musaf on the ninth day. Shmuel said to those that told him what Rav had said, to go back to Rav and say to him, Achir she'asisa kodesh ta'aseu chol, after you treated Shemini Atzeres as kodesh, you retract and treat it as chol by not mentioning rain on the same day in mincha. Shmuel then said that one mentions rain at Musaf, and then at mincha and Shemini Atzeres, and then refrains from mentioning rain at Mariv and Shacharis, and then resumes mentioning it at Musaf on the second day of Yantav. Rava said, Kevin Shechizko Shuv Eino Posik. Once one begins mentioning rain, he doesn't stop. Rav Sheshet said the same thing. Rav eventually retracted his position and said that one does not stop mentioning it once he began. So once again, the 3 points are the Gemara brings statements about young rabbinical students. Rava said, Haitzumu Rabbanan Damiu Partzid Datuse Kala Dekevin Tanavet Navet. A young rabbinical student is like a seed beneath the earth. Once he sprouts, he sprouts. Rashi explains that once the seed breaks through the earth, it grows unimpeded. So too, once the Talmud Chacham's name becomes known, he grows in prominence. Rava also said, when a young rabbinical student gets heated up, meaning he gets angry, it's the Torah that's causing him to get angry. As it says in the Pasuk, is my word not like a fire, says Hashem? Rashi explains that he becomes more sensitive than others due to his Torah knowledge, and therefore we're chayav to judge him favorably. Ravina said, nevertheless, a person should train himself to be calm, as the Pasuk says, Vahasir ka'as mili becha, and remove anger from your heart. Point number two, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Rav Yonasan, Shor shesha'o shelo kahogan, three people ask in an improper way, v'shnaim hishivu kahogan l'echod hishivuhu shelo kahogan. Two were answered in a proper way, and one was answered in an improper way. Eliezer asked in an improper way when he davened for a wife for Yitzchak. He davened that whoever offered him and his camels a drink would be the wife of Yitzchak, implying afil chigeres, afil suma, that even a lame or blind girl would be suitable. Kosh Baruch Hu answered him in a proper way by sending him Rivka. Shaul asked in an improper way, and he said that whoever killed Goliath would be offered his daughter in marriage. This left open the possibility for an Eved or a Mamzer. Kosh Baruch Hu answered him properly, and David came his way. Yiftach made an improper oath to bring as a carbon the first thing that came through his door, leaving open the possibility for something tummy like a dog or a pig. Kosh Baruch Hu answered him Shalom Bahogan, and his daughter was sent his way. The Gemara brings a source that Kosh Baruch Hu did not want Yiftach to offer up his daughter. And pointing with his grass, what those in Gauls do who keep 2 days of Shemini Atzeres when it comes to start mentioning rain. Rav said, Maschil b'musafim posik b'mincha arbitz v'shacharis, v'chozi b'musafim. One starts mentioning rain in Musaf and then stops mentioning it in the following mincha, Marv and Shacharis, and then goes back to mentioning it in Musaf of the ninth day. Shmuel said to those that told him what Rav had said to go back to Rav and say to him, Achir she'asisa kodesh ta'aseu chol, after you treat Shemini Atzeres as kodesh, you retract and treat it as chol by not mentioning rain on the same day in mincha. Shmuel then said that one mentions rain at Musaf and then at Mincha on Shmini Atzeres, and then refrains from mentioning rain at Mariv and Shacharis, and then resumes mentioning it at Musaf on the second day of Yantav. Rava said, Kevin Shechisko Shuv Eino Posek. Once one begins mentioning rain, he doesn't stop. Rav Shesha said the same thing. Rav eventually retracted his position and said that one does not stop mentioning rain once he began. All right, so now we go to a Simra Daf Dalet, and our standard Simon is a door, a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The young rabbinical student who got angry when he got locked outside the shul door and improperly promised to serve the first person who would let him in could hear the diaspora minion begin to mention rain on the first day of Shmini Atzeres and knew from then on they wouldn't stop. So once again, it's slow motion. The young rabbinical student who got angry when he got locked outside the shul door, that must be Dav Dalet, Dalet, door. The young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door, which reminds us of Murphy's statements about young rabbinical students. Rava said, a young rabbinical student is like a seed beneath the earth. Once he sprouts, meaning once his name becomes known, he grows in prominence. He also said, when a young rabbinical student gets heated up, meaning he gets angry, it's the Torah that's causing him to get angry. So the young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door and improperly promised to serve the person who would let him in, which reminds us, three people asked Shaloh Kohogan improperly, and two were answered properly, and one was answered improperly. Eliezer and Shaloh asked improperly and were answered properly, whereas Yiftach answered improperly and was answered Shaloh Kohogan improperly when his daughter was sent his way. So the young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door and improperly promised to serve the first person who would let him in, could hear the diaspora minion begin to mention rain on the first day of Shmini Atzeres, and knew from then on they wouldn't stop, which reminds us. The Gemara asks what those in Gauls do who keep 2 days of Shmini Atzeres when it comes to begin mentioning rain, and concludes that once one begins mentioning rain in the Musaf the first day, he doesn't stop. So once again, the young rabbinical student who got angry when he got locked outside the shul door and improperly promised to serve the first person who would let him in, could hear the diaspora minion begin to mention rain on the first day of Shmini Atzeres, and knew from then on they wouldn't stop. All right, now it's time for a four blah bach chazara. Daf Lamed Dalet. So the Simra Daf Lamed Dalet is a ladder. So here goes. The Baal Tokei on the top of the ladder. Ladder? That must be more in Daf Lamed Dalet. The Baal Tokei on the top of the ladder, blowing tekiah, trua tekiah, 3 times. Which reminds us that we learned that we must blow the combination of tekiah, trua tekiah, 3 times. Once for the brachas of Malchus, once for Zichronos, and once from Shofros. We learned it from the 3 references to truas in the Psukim, once by Yom Kippur of Yovel, and twice by Rosh Hashanah. And then we apply a Gezer Shava of Shvi Shvi to learn that we blow 3 sets, which consist of 9 blasts in all. Tekiah, trua, tekiah, 3 times. So the Baal Tokei on the top of the ladder, blowing tekiah, trua, tekiah, 3 times. And the Baal Tokei is standing below him, blowing 3 shvarims and a trua between the tekiyos, which reminds us where Yabo instituted that we blow tekiyah shkosha shvarim trua tekiyah, because he had a suffix that perhaps the trua is made up of both a moaning and a sobbing sound. He therefore instituted doing a combination of both. When the Gemara suggests that one should also do the opposite and blow a tekiyah trua shkosha shvarim tekiyah, since the trua might be made up of sobbing and then a moaning sound, the Gemara answers that normally when trouble happens to someone, he first moans and then he sobs. So the Baal Tokei on the top of the ladder blowing tekiah, trua, tekiah, 3 times, and the Baal Tokei standing below him blowing 3 shvarms and a trua between the tekiyos, saw a man running in the distance who was thrilled he made it just in time to hear them. Which reminds us that it was taught in a brisa, mitzvah betokin yosem in mevarchin. It's a greater mitzvah to be with those of Bo Shofar than with those who daven on Rosh Hashanah, which means that if a person lives near 2 cities, even if davening is a vadai, being that he'll be able to find 10 people to daven with, and the shofar blowing is a suffix, being that they might have already blown the shofar and have gone home, one should go to the city where he has a possibility of hearing the shofar rather than to the one where he will certainly hear the davening. Daf Lamed Hei. So the Simra Daf Lamed Hei is a children's choir singing la, la, la. So here goes. The Rosh Hashanah children's choir. Children's choir. That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Hei. La, la, la. The Rosh Hashanah children's choir, who are going to accompany the Shul Yitzib on Rosh Hashanah when he exempted others from the complicated brachos, which reminds us that according to Yochanan, the Tana, meaning the Chachamim, that conceded from Gamliel's opinion concerning Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Yovel that the Shul Yitzib can be motzi everyone is Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara clarifies that the difference between the Musaf tefillos on these days and all the other tefillos of the year are mishum da'avshi brachas, because the brachas are challenging to most people because they're long and unfamiliar. So the children's choir, who are going to accompany the Shul Yitzib on Rosh Hashanah when he exempted others from the complicated brachos, practice being masada the tefillos before davening, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said, Olam yastir adam tefillaso barachukach yispal. A person should always organize his tefillos in his mind and then only daven. This is in regard to tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, of Yom Kippur and Yovel, and the other Yom Tovim, but regarding the weekday and Shabbos tefillos the entire year, It's not necessary since people are familiar with them. The Gemara explains the reason that Rabbi Yehuda would always organize his tefillos in his mind before davening, even on a weekday, is that he would only daven once every 30 days when he completed his monthly review of learning. So the Rosh Hashanah Children's Choir were going to accompany the Shulik Tzibon Rosh Hashanah when he exempted others from the complicated brachos, practice being the side of the tefillos before davening, and had in mind the workers in the fields whose work forced them to miss the davening. Which reminds us, Rav Gamliel would only exempt the people in the fields from davening, for he held that the Shulik Tzibor is motzi them even if they're not in shul, because they're forced to miss the tefillos due to work. Dav Beis, so the Siman Dav Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The powerful rainstorm beat down on the house. House, that must mean we're on Dav Beis, bias. The powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, which reminds the Gemara, why the Mishnah says, Me'emes ha-mazkirin gevuras ha-gashamim, when do we start mentioning the powers of rain, referring to Mashmim Ruchim and Geshem, instead of simply saying, Me'emes ha-mazkirin al ha-gashamim, and answers, based on two psukim with Heker in it, connecting rain to creation, that just as creation was done with Hashem's power, so too rain is associated with power. So the powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, where a person davened with all of his heart, having kavana of keys and shemayim, which reminds us that we learned that rain must be mentioned in the Shemona Esri, but the pasuk, "Avas Hashem Elokechem u'avdo b'chol levavchem," to love Hashem your God and to serve Him with all your heart. Ezohi abodah shehi b'lev, which service is done in the heart? Ha'yomer zo tefillah. This refers to tefillah. And immediately after that pasuk, it's written, "When asati matar arzachem be'ito yoret u'malkosh," and I'll provide rain for your land in its proper time, the early and late rains. So we see from the juxtaposition that rain is associated with tefillah. And related to this, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shosh mafteches biyado shel Kodesh Baruch Hu." There are three keys in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shel nimsu biyad shaliach. They were not given over to a shaliach. They are mafteach shel geshamim, mafteach shel chaya, mafteach shel tchias amesim. The key of rain, the key of childbirth, and the key of tchias amesim. And in the West, they also say af mafteach shel parnasa, also the key of parnasa. So the powerful rainstorm beat down on the house, where a person davened with all of his heart, having kavana of keys and shemayim, while standing during the day next to his lulav. Which reminds me, because our base is ruling that we start to mention Gevuras Geshamim on the first day of Sukkot from the mitzvah of lulav, which is done during the day, and not from Nisach HaMayim, which may be brought also at night. Daf Gimel, so the Siman Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The men leading a caravan of camels, that must mean we're on Daf Gimel, gamal. The men leading a caravan of camels who do, where nothing was growing, which reminds us, there was Tana Brisa Batal Baruchos Luchim Chacham Hazker. With regard to dew and wind, the Chachamim did not require one to mention them by reciting. He makes the dew fall and the wind blow. Himbal Hazker Mazker, but if one wants to mention them, he may do so. We learn that dew is never withheld from the mice of Eliyahu and Achav during the drought. So the men leading a caravan of camels through dew, where nothing was growing, who were blown by a windstorm to the four corners of the earth, which reminds us that we learned that winds are never withheld from the pasuk that states, "Ki ka'ar baruchos ha-shamayim peirashti eschem ne'um Hashem," for I spread you abroad like the four winds of the heaven, says Hashem. So why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu say ka'ar bo, like the four corners of the earth? This is coming to teach us that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, "Keshem she'iv shalom b'lo ruchos, kach iv shalom b'lo Yisrael." Keshem she'iv shalom b'lo ruchos, kach iv shalom b'lo Yisrael. Just as the world cannot exist without winds, so too cannot exist without Yisrael. So we see from here that the world cannot exist without winds. So the men leading a caravan of camels through dew, where nothing was growing, who were blown by a windstorm to the four corners of the earth, were relieved when they saw sunshine after a rainfall and snow-capped mountains, which reminds us that wind that appears after a rainfall, or clouds that appear after rainfall, or sunshine that appears after rainfall are all beneficial like the rain, and snow is the equivalent of five rainfalls. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.